You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Between the choice of the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Talking about Christmas with Jake and Mr. Skullhead.
We're not allowed to talk about Christmas.
And Christmas is a week away. This is 10 dozen minutes of failing to not talk about Christmas.
Is it only a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I better get my wife something.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. My wife maintains that she doesn't like to exchange presents, and everyone told me that that was what she said, and that I'd be in big trouble if I didn't come up with anything, but... No, every Christmas we've been together, we haven't gotten each other any gifts at all.
Yeah. I think, I don't remember last Christmas.
Now, last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
That's true. And I gave you an erection.
And if I knew how the rest of that song went, I'm pretty sure that's not how, but...
We were Lords of Leapin' that year.
Right.
Yeah, my wife got me an iPod.
Wow.
And I got her a pearl necklace. And, like, actually a pearl necklace.
Oh, okay. You got her
and I also gave her a pearl necklace, yeah. Excuse me.
Most excellent. So I just booked passage for myself and my wife from London to Paris.
Oh, yeah?
So we're going in the channel.
Are you going to see some ladies' underpants after making that trip?
I think so. That is the order in which it has to be done. So I'm glad we're not going to France first.
So we're Mr. Skullhead and I are snuggled up all close because the laptop that I normally use to read the questions is not here for some reason. It was being used as a point of sale system at an art gallery event.
Which that seemed to go really, really well.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was selling things left and right, and we got another original Roy Wasson original to stick in our house. And
I picked one up too. Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever seen it. I hadn't seen the thing that I bought while he was actually working on it. It's very, very nice. What was I about to talk about? Christmas in a week. Are you going to be here on Christmas?
Yeah.
You want to do a show on Christmas?
It's one of the few days that I am going to be here. We should probably do one if we're both going to be in town.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be in town, and I think the wife is actually going to be out of town. Right. So I will have nothing to do. let's see. Damn it. There was something that I was going to talk about, and I forget what it was. I just made a change that I'm going to have to announce. Because it turned out that people were, the Optimizer crowd was back to the spending all their meat at the Hall of Legends, 200 at a time, because on stat days, the way that the rounding on the stat day stat increase worked, it was beneficial to them to do it at the lowest possible amount.
I see.
And so I changed it so that it's not like that anymore, and it also kind of marginally changes the way stat days work in general and push that all out, but then we had to get on the radio before I had a chance to announce it, and I thought, oh, I'll do it on a laptop, but I'm not on a laptop. I don't have a laptop. I wonder where that is. I bet it's in Zlania's car.
Yeah, you should probably track that down.
Yeah. I mean, she'll probably need it again before I do. But, actually, I don't know if that's true or not. No, yeah, because she'll need to actually run all the credit card transactions. We ran a bunch of errands today. Went and met with the accountant. Went and got something notarized.
Nice.
It was a good company outing.
So we're not going to go down like Al Capone.
Oh, because he got arrested for not getting things notified.
Yeah, well, he got arrested for screwing around on his taxes. Yeah, we don't screw around on our taxes, do we? We're not
around. We screw around on a bed of rose petals. And a bear rug in front of a
rose petals on a bear rug.
Yeah, rose petals on a bear rug, which is all stained, in front of a crackling fireplace.
Which is not all stained.
No. No. It's charred. C. Allen says, any chance of implementing a small notes box on the consumables page so players could type notes to remind themselves to PvP before drinking or what food to eat the next day? You know, there's already a notes box in the quest log, and I think that's pretty much enough notes box for most people. So, that's what we're gonna say to that. Madeline says, I'm not sure how good of an idea this is, but could you perhaps allow an option for your character to auto-attack with one skill until the monster is dead and do it all in one page load? It might cut down on some of the crimbo lag from people who take a really long time to beat enemies. That's come up. That's the way combat was in the beginning. There was no sort of turn-basedness to the combat or round-basedness. It just ran back and forth, and there were no skills. And that was back when the game was very good and large. No, I'm just kidding. It was very small and not nearly as good as it is now.
So do one skill until you run out of MP? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's first of all, yeah, there's a lot of questions that you'd have to answer, and there's a lot of people would start to want ways of scripting their behavior that I would not want to provide for them.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I've been playing this other game that Necrophage told me about. I don't know if he works on it or if he's just a player who was telling me about it, but it's got that option, and I use it. The combats also take a lot longer, I think, in general, in that game than they do in this one, but I think that's the complaint, is that the scaling Crimbo monsters, they are making it so people's fights are lasting a lot longer.
Yeah, I can see a problem with skills like Thrust Smack, say, or Mach Just Maneuver that depend on a succeed or fail. You know, Thrust Smack without Eye of the Stoat. So you go to auto attack and you could just keep doing failed Mach Just Maneuvers.
Yeah, and it could conceivably just last forever.
Until you run out of MP.
Or you hit the round limit. But, let's see. Slow One Me says, I still want a Rhinoceros Familiar so I can put wax lips on a rhinoceros. I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, who wouldn't want to put wax lips on a rhinoceros, but still.
Yeah, but specifically why. And he says, the steel skill could always be that you get one item that the monster normally drops and run away, with a 5% chance of the item being something you can only get from stealing. That'd make it useful for certain situations, but not overpowered or abused by item gatherers or whatever. Yeah, that was one of the ideas that we had, but then we came up with some sort of anecdotal situations where that would be sort of too powerful. Because, you know, if it was a guaranteed drop, it could dramatically increase the rate of certain items. Like, certain items with low drop rates that are the only item that a specific monster drops, it would just dramatically increase the number of those that came into the game. And then we were talking about, you know, like, okay, you're guaranteed to get... Because what we were specifically talking about, actually, on that was Clockwork Keys. Like, the stuff in Thunderdome that... drops Clockwork Keys and a couple other things. So if it just randomly picked one to give you 100% drop chance on, then you're getting a shitload more Clockwork Keys than you should. And if it always gives you the one with the highest drop rate, then it's significantly less useful because you're just always going to get a flange,
right,
or whatever. So it was one of the things that got tossed around. And it was just one of those things where the conversation just went on, and there were so many different problems with every different way of looking at it that I just, you know, kind of didn't ever move forward on it. Let's see. I would heartily endorse, also says Slow On Me, a combination Gravy Fairy and Full Ghoul Whelp. I was horrified the other day, by the way. No, damn it.
Different question.
Different.
Okay. Punctuate, Slow On Me. Punctuate.
I was horrified the other day, by the way, to learn that the executive producer of The Biggest Loser and a couple of other reality shows was J.D. Roth of GamePro TV and Funhouse fame. I don't... Funhouse.
I'm horrified by that, too.
I don't know what Funhouse
is. I don't either. I have no idea what he's talking
about. I've never seen GamePro TV either. J.D. Roth. The late 80s, there was a GamePro television show, apparently. Captain N, the Game Master. He's just a guy with a letterman's jacket.
Oh, you don't remember that show? He got sucked into an animated world, and the whole series was animated. He had the 8-bit controller as a belt buckle. And could use the, pushing up on it made him leap 3 feet in the air, and he could pause and...
Oh, wait, okay, yeah, no, that suddenly makes sense. Did he have to hit one of the buttons to punch so he could only ever punch himself in the crotch?
Well, maybe he would punch with his other hand. And
oh, okay.
He had a light gun, too, I remember.
And Slow On Me also says, if AOL ever gives you shit about trademarks or anything, you should rename KOL to Area of Loathing.
Yes, we should. Yeah.
And then he says, P.S., how do you box with typing gloves on? And then says, Genaria is great. And Genaria is the game that, if you think games that don't let you log in if you use Firefox are great. I've been playing it on Firefox.
It does bug me when I hit the wall on sites that only let you use Internet Explorer. I mean, I understand why MSN's Game Zone only lets you use Internet Explorer, but it's still annoying.
Right.
It just means that if somebody links me to, hey, check out this cool game, and it's on Game Zone, then I just don't play it.
Hmm. Max Van says, you should remove the spooky resistance enchantment from the makeshift turban and add it to the temporary blindness effect overall. Also, you should get temporary blindness when the furry giant shows you his furry fun art and you gouge your eyes out. What is fan?
I think it's pronounced fanar.
Oh, okay.
It's French.
Not fan art. I'll show you my furry fun art.
I'm voiced you by your furry fun art.
Oh, boy. Fred Levi says, hey, Jick, Andor, Riff, and Xenophobe.
Yeah, fuck
Andor,
you.
Scully. If you add a cross-the-tracks feature, you should be able to get hit by a train every once in a while. They're not train tracks. They're caribou tracks. So you might get hit by a caribou every once in a while.
That was kind of what I wanted to do way back in the day, is just have that, just the tracks be a clickable area, which whenever you clicked it would just say you spend some time arguing whether those are train tracks or wagon tracks and then get run over by a moose.
Wagon tracks?
Yeah, wagon tracks.
Made by train wagon tracks. Wheels. You spend some time arguing about whether they're train tracks or needle tracks.
Or religious tracks.
Rowden says, I wrote a novel when I was 15. It was about 350 pages. But you know why I'm not famous? Because I recognized that it was derivative crap.
Well, from what I hear, Aragon's derivative crap, too.
Yeah, yeah. The pretentious artist came in and was telling me he was listening to movie reviews. Jeremy Irons is in it, so just like the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Like I said, how could you go wrong with Jeremy Irons and Dragons?
Yeah. But, yeah, the person reviewing the movie didn't know that it was based on a book written by a 15-year-old, and so after he found that out, I was like, oh, okay, that explains the dialogue. I bought Aragon, and I read, like, the first 15 pages or so, and I was just like, not gonna deal with this.
Hey, at least he has an excuse. That book that we read that, over our honeymoon, not our honeymoon per se, but the honeymoon that my
honeymoon still isn't over. But
that's
still
true. But it was written by James Patterson, who's kind of a well-known and respected author, and it was the single most horribly written book I've ever read.
Really? Was it something that that Charlie recommended to you? Yeah, James Patterson fan.
No, it was one of his kids' books about these genetically engineered kids with wings.
I thought Charlie was a James Patterson fan. James Patterson fan.
James Ellroy.
James Ellroy. Yeah.
James Earl Jones.
Earl Jones. James Earl. I wonder. You know, it'd be neat if the reason that he was James Earl Jones is because he was the Earl of a province called Jones. You know, so he was like George Gordon, Lord Byron.
I see.
You know.
Or maybe if he just really, really wanted to be an earl really bad, and he just kept shaking and.
Right, and jonesing for
right.
it. Yeah.
I had an Amanda Jones the other day. It was horrible.
Not Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Sadly, no.
There was a period of about 4 days where I dated a girl named Amanda, and that was the joke that I heard several times a day. Is her last name to Hug and Kiss?
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Hug and Kiss.
That would make her Amanda
to Hug and Kiss. And I'm like, yes, it is. Shut up. Stop fucking up jokes. Fred Levi says, hey, Jake, I was wondering how the brickonomy is now. There's still no way to destroy a brick, right? So how many are there? One per person? Two per person? More than that? I don't know. I haven't looked. One of the optimization changes that we made to the database has made it so our thing for that right there, the report for looking at totals on a given item just takes, like, 5 minutes to return results now, so it's significantly less useful than it used to be.
Is it worth setting that and then coming back to it in 5 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, we might as well.
I think you should be able to destroy a brick by throwing it as high up in the air as you can and have it...
have a poodle attached to the wing of an airplane catch it.
Right. It should also, just doing that should give you some kind of drowning slowly effect, because it's a brick. And you're having an abortion.
Slow One Me says, I still want to paste together a meat from yesterday and petrified time to get a meat from tomorrow. It wouldn't do anything. It would just be extremely juicy and delicious. Still part of an orc. Llama Mancer says, why not add another star monster called the Beef Hammer in honor of Stephen Colbert? as Stephen Colbert say something about the beef hammer.
I keep wanting to watch the Colbert Report and just never being in the mood to.
Really?
So I haven't seen it in a long time. I think he's funny, but...
Adam Mann says, "Hey, Jake and crew, I love listening to the show because when no one's around, it's kind of like having friends. I like doing the show because when no one's around, it's kind of like having friends."
Hey, wow, Butterfly Nine in real life is back.
Hey. Wow. It's Butterfly Nine in real life. Bite Me Now says, "Can you make it so when you purchase an item from a store, the screen that shows you got the has the use / use multi option right there, less clicking, less like?" No. Gleeb says, "I have no problem with you getting rid of the closet. You have my okay to nuke it." All right, guys. Gleeb said it was okay.
Yeah, I think we should do that with no notice, and any items that in meat that were in the closet should just vanish.
Yeah, that's totally. Di Vernon asked if the bald guy that appears in this video for a moment looks like Mr. Skullhead.
Bald guys that appear just about anywhere that have the right facial hair configuration tend to look like me.
Yeah.
Or I tend to look like every other bald guy in the world.
Is this going to be really loud? Not to me.
It's not, because I'm going to just turn the volume off.
That girl with boobs does not look like Mr. Skullhead.
But not because of the boobs.
That girl with boobs also does not. That guy.
That completely nerdy dude does not. That guy.
Yeah, that guy right there writing shit. Maybe a little bit.
Just because he has the same facial hair.
Yeah. Are they doing magic?
Yeah. That's Chris Angel, I think, or somebody.
Huh. Have you heard of Marco Tempest?
No.
I was just randomly looking at David Blaine stuff on YouTube, and somebody in the comments was like, fuck this guy, Marco Tempest is the real street magician. And I watched one okay, first of all, it was almost impossible to actually find his videos on YouTube because of the preponderance of people who made videos making fun of him.
Right.
So it was like Marco Tempest parody. Whatever. It was there was one where it's basically like, "Oh, I'm going to show you magic using my cell phone's camera." And when he has a pencil and he writes something, and he pretends to write something with the pencil, and then sets it back in front of the camera phone after, you know, very obviously reaching off camera. and what he said in front of the camera phone is this giant, like, novelty pencil that doesn't look weird because it's right up in the foreground, you know, so it would look super large anyway, and then he brings it back, and he's like, "Oh, did you see the pencil grow? It's a huge pencil now." But it's like, wow, how did he do that trick? I'm going to have to actually look.
Yeah, I tried to watch a Chris Angel thing just because, you know, sometimes I want to see me some magic, and it's just horrible. Like, I'd like to see a magician that doesn't have the faggotry in it. Just, like, wearing the eyeliner and the makeup and the face of, "Oh, and in tune with the deep, dark, serious powers." And, you know, every movement has a flourish to it. It's just, like, do something cool and don't look like a fag doing it. Is that too much to ask?
Well,
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
I want to see the...
He totally got eaten by that tiger like a fag.
Yeah. What? I'd like to see a magician like the guy who isn't Hugh Jackman in The Prestige, who's just this kind of rough-and-tumble cockney guy who does really interesting magic.
Wasn't it Ed Norton? Or am I thinking of some other movie where Ed Norton's a magician?
The other magician movie that came out this year.
Yeah.
Oh, Christian Bale.
I like Christian Bale in just about anything. Did you ever see, it's that one where it's like they're dancing around with guns? Equilibrium.
No.
It's good. It's like this dystopian future kind of thing with people with guns. Like, it's like martial arts except with guns. It's like these incredibly choreographed gunfights. Spotastic says, "Will Spirit of Rigatoni ever be fixed so that it doesn't completely screw up thrust smack when used with staves?" Yeah. Because the actual thing that Spirit of Rigatoni is going to do once that bit of content gets set up is not going to have anything to do with staves as they exist now. Oh, Gleeb says, you should make an item that gives plus 50 monster level and lowers your combat init by 80%. Probably...
A really offensive anchor. It just goes around making the monsters angry.
Like Jon Stewart.
Yeah. I know.
He's not offensive. Hydro Thunder 1 says, I just thought you guys should know you became my hero for the Happy Fun Ball / Saturday Night Live reference. Did we make a Happy Fun Ball reference?
Yeah, in the Mystery Science Theater Dream. People were confused by that. So why is there some other reference to some other thing in that dream? And just like, because Mystery Science Theater, one of the things they did is include references to other pieces of pop culture, which is kind of the reason why our game is the way that it is. Damn it, I forgot to pick my mushrooms. Somebody asked a question about revamping Degrassi Knoll. Oh, Istanbul.
Are there any plans to revamp Degrassi Knoll? As an ascension boon, it's pretty cool, but as a combat area, it sucks monkey farts. With one enemy who might drop an item that might contain the item you need to accomplish a quest that is absolutely crucial, and a bunch of enemies who drop crap nobody ever uses. Come on, what do Knoll lips even do? Okay, I can forgive the War Chef for an amusing reference and the fact that Knoll mushrooms are handy and hardcore. Other than that, well, I mean... It has gotten a looking at least once since Ascension rolled out, and, you know, I mean... You know, the whole might drop an item that might contain the thing that you need is sort of like, you know, what makes this a game instead of a story.
Right.
You know, so it's like, right. I don't know. Let's see. The Divergent Editor says that you should be able to use a roofie against a harem girl to ensure that they drop their pants. Raffle. Butterfly 9 in real life asks if you're supposed to be able to use the tree eating kite over and over again. Probably not. I don't actually know what it does.
There are two different things it does. And one of them might not consume it. I think both of them are supposed to. Let me check.
Yeah. If that is actually a bug, then I will fix it. Fix it. Deathman 3353 asks if we could play Safety Dance.
I can play it if I want to.
If you don't, nobody will. That's probably totally not true.
I think, yeah, both of these should be destroying the kite.
Okay. I will glance at that next time I'm at a computer where I can look at some codes. Renage says, quick question. All the useless items, i.e. McPhee items, smash into useless powder except for the joy buzzer. Bug or feature?
Doesn't.
That's probably not so much a bug, but not intentional. It's probably because it has some enchantment on it that's not overridden to not be. Although I don't, what is the enchantment on a joy buzzer?
The joy buzzer allows you to do a.
Yeah, it gives you that skill in combat, but I think it just has a cosmetic enchantment, and I bet that cosmetic enchantment is not in the blacklist of things that don't generate twinkly goodies. I am tired, like somebody whose wife made him get up 3 hours after he went to bed. That's the kind of tired I am.
When did you go to bed?
I went to bed at like 6 a.m., so the thing is, like she was gone and then came back and had gotten onto a normal sleep schedule from while she was gone, and so she's going to bed at 10 and getting up at 7 or whatever, and I don't get to do that anymore. Tom93 says, when wearing X-ray glasses, every enemy should look like a censored bar.
Unless they're more powerful than that, and then they should all be skeletons. Which aren't they?
It's just people. It doesn't actually do anything to the monsters. I didn't want to draw a skeletal version of every monster in the game. Although that'd be handy for, you know, whenever we decided to do that parallel dark world where everything is a skeleton.
It should be a parallel dark world where everything is the same skeleton.
Could be. Vash Orion says, a vampire duck is a vampire bird, isn't it? It should suck the blood out of opponents, killing them, or call its friends so that they can collectively stab enemies in the ass.
There's a vampire bird in the Batcave now. But I could add another. I'm not really familiar with Wesley Willis, but I'm sure I could pull enough out of the vampire bird to throw that into the weapons text. I got a Rob Zombie, a Darkwing Duck, and a Count Duckula reference in, though.
You did.
For the vampire duck.
What's the Rob Zombie?
You dig through the ditches and burn through the witches and slam him in the back with your Duckula.
Excellent. I remember watching Count Duckula, but I don't remember anything about Count Duckula.
Yeah, I had to look it up again, too.
Like, I read the whole Wikipedia thing. Like, I used to watch that cartoon all the time, and I cannot remember a single episode of it.
I remember the one with Hoorah and Up She Rises, where they had to, like, if you summoned Ra, then the other ancient god Upshi would rise from the grave, and so he should summon who? Ra. Who? Ra. And up she rises. Who? Ra. And up she rises. So from that, I gather it was pretty clever if stuff like that happened regularly.
You know what I was reading through X Entertainment last night, and this was interesting because the guy wrote about this specific episode of Amazing Stories that he only saw once when he was a kid, but it just so much of it was just completely etched into his mind, and it was exactly the same thing for me. I saw this episode once when I was a kid, the one with Christopher Lloyd where he's the teacher and that the kids like perform the weird like sort of black magic ritual that they get from playing a record backwards, and it accidentally backfires and kills him. So then they do another, because it's supposed to, like, give him the hiccups or something, but he dies. So they're like, well, shit, we better do another ritual to bring him back to life. But it involves throwing a picture of him into this, like, cauldron, but they tear the picture in half at the neck, and so when he gets up, his head's detached. Okay. And so he's, like, just chasing, like, Christopher Lloyd, like, headless, chasing these kids around, like, you know, swinging his head at them and yelling at them. And it was just, like, really fucking scary. I mean, I was like,
I think I'd forget that either.
I was like 10 when it was on, and I vividly remember so much of it, and it was just weird, like, to see in the comments, like, all these other people saying, like, yeah, man, I saw that when I was a kid and just totally remembered all of it. I was, like, glad that it's weird how much that X Entertainment guy is just us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he did a thing, this just made me angry, he did this thing about oatmeal swirlers, and it just made me miss oatmeal swirlers, and just sort of be sad that they don't have them. I totally accomplished the same thing with, like, one of those, like, little tubs of strawberry glaze or whatever and some oatmeal, you know, but I'm never going to do that.
So what was it that... Oh, one of the Fruitopia flavors was the same as Ecto Cooler, but for a while there you could get something that tastes just like Ecto Cooler again. And then that, you know.
What was Ecto Cooler? Was that like a Kool-Aid flavor? Or?
Yeah, it was one of the, it was a Ghostbusters branded one, and it had Slimer on the cover, and it tasted like lemon and a little like lime and a little like something unidentifiable, which probably has like six syllables in the name. But
right.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
The monkey says, regarding the steal attack you were talking about last show, I think that when you use steal, you should be able to use your first round to steal one or two items from the monster while the monster gets a free attack on you. You must then finish the combat. Other ways of possibly balancing this move would be to make ranged weapons have a greater chance of missing the turn directly after the steal, or by making fumbles more common as the player would still be holding or protecting the items they just stole. Well, I definitely don't want people to be able to do the steal and still get the stats from the combat.
Right.
Because, you know, otherwise it's just not a trade-off. You know, I don't want it to be just like, oh, free items, skill. You know, I want it to be like an optional thing. Psycho says, why is the JavaScript toggle for changing time zones labeled ridiculous? Because it's, that's the name of the Negative Land song that the 11, it's ridiculous, it's not even funny, line comes from.
And it also deals time with zones. Time zones.
Yeah. Glebe says, different section in the flea market for dusty animal bones. I don't really want new players to think that that's something really important. Although, I mean, there's so much of that crap in the flea market that it's... they're going to see it anyway. Goddamn riff. 100 bones. I think we need to go through and make sure that there are individually crafted jokes for each of those 100 bones, though.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of repeats in there.
We should make Riff just be like, okay, you created this 100 bone thing.
Yeah.
You have to write.
Max Van says, I think you should be able to equip rolling pins as weapons. Yeah, I don't think we have anything. There's not really a mechanism for making something show up in the usable and the weapon category. Also, is there a script that runs a rollover that determines whether the spectral pickle factory will appear that day, or do you decide manually? Mr. Skullhead?
Well, it's a script that randomly picks from an array of none may know the hour of its coming and going.
Yeah. Minor Annoyance says, a week ago you spoke of double negatives. Here's one from my favorite Canadian sitcom, Butch Patterson, Private Dick. This old dog ain't not never learn no new tricks, never. That's more than a double negative.
I think okay.
Butch Patterson.
Pat Butcherson.
Yeah.
Son Butcher Pat.
That was weird. The CEO says, you should include cliche with the pate eat text. How is it eating pate is anything but cliche?
I think cliche is in the item description, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. The entire tray of hors d'oeuvres, every attack message is chock full of French loan phrases.
When you have, when you eat pate, it should give you an effect that if you have the cliche spell, changes it to cliche.
To cliche.
Because that would be not a lot of work for a little bit of joke.
Adam Mann says, ever sent someone a message and later regretted it? No? Never. I've never sent someone a message, so I never had a chance to regret it.
Yeah. I ain't never not sent no one a message. Wow, I really have to pee. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get out of here and go pee.
All right. I'm going to... This is getting super uncomfortable because I'm all...
You're, like, humping my desk.
Yeah. Have to hunch forward. Yeah, I don't know. It's getting curb stomped, only far worse than death. Gleeb says, clockwork sheet plus clockwork handle equals clockwork shield. Yeah, we thought of that, and then we're trying to come up with a couple other things. One of these Tuesdays might be one more dump of clockwork items. Though I don't know how... We may have to add more than I actually want to make the recipe density correct. Rather, the ingredient density. Novanite21 says, when you have the toy ray gun equipped, all the pows and other hit words should be turned into pew. Which, yeah, we probably will eventually do that. Dive Vernon says, if someone funk slings two fences at the cow, they should get tangled up and not work. Does anybody have all six level 30 trophies? I don't know. I haven't looked. I don't know that there has been time for somebody to get all six of them. Have you heard if anybody has all six of the level 30 trophies yet?
No. Here, let me move over some.
And slide into the...
And you take control of the mouse.
What? I don't want control of the mouse.
You can't handle.
I don't want to be in charge of all your porn that you're looking at. So. Parafert says, "What would happen?" Parafert, who? Thank you, by the way. Parafert sent us a autographed by Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings poster that I'm gonna take down to Michael's tomorrow when I go to Michael's for a completely unrelated reason. Craft store bitches.
You gonna do some scrapbooking?
Yeah. No, we finally, theoretically tomorrow, the last thing for the Feelies packs should arrive at my house. Mm-hmm. So I told Riff that by the time he gets back from visiting his family for Christmas, that I would have all of the boxes ready. And so we need to do this task that we have to perform where it's like there's a box and these two little L-shaped pieces of cardboard that need to be inserted into the box and held down so that the like scroll can be protected from getting dinged up by the other stuff that's rolling around in the box. And the way Riff is doing it is way too labor intensive, so I'm going to go down to Michael's and show them what I need to do and ask them if they've got... I think that there might be some sort of, like, double-sided tape solution or maybe something involving a glue gun we could do.
There's always something involving
glue. There is always something involving a glue gun when you're talking about craft store bitches. They're all like, what are you two doing? I bet you're going to use this to make some kind of ecstasy bong, aren't you? Because that's what those craft store bitches always say.
Yeah.
They always give me and Riff dirty looks when we go in there, and it's like, what? Fuck you, craft store bitches.
Yeah, we
our money's just as good as
gamer.
Grandma's money. Yeah. It's really, I mean, it's, yeah. No, because in Grandma's money, a candy bar only costs a nickel. But, anyway, Parafert says, what would happen if you took a whole lot of psychoactive substances like shrooms and LSD and you start tripping and then a zombie eats your brains? Do you think the zombie would get a wicked buzz? I don't know. I mean, the zombie doesn't actually have a brain anymore, really, right?
How would you be able to tell?
Yeah.
Maybe instead of brains, it would just go colors.
Right. Adrian Slipshod says, Thursday night you were talking about making console or handheld games. Have you considered developing games for Wii's virtual console? If I remember correctly, Nintendo said that they would be hosting games from indie developers sometime in the future. And then Fred Levi says, maybe if you become good enough at platformers, you can make legacy games for the Wii virtual console. If they're still going to do that, I don't know. I haven't heard. So far, they don't have anything independently developed. It's all just basically emulated, from what I've seen at least, emulated NES, SNES, I think like TurboGrafx-16 and Genesis games.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And N64.
Oh, right. I don't get why they have Genesis games. Because
do they own Sega, or do they just really...
The thing is,
are tight with Sega?
GameTap has Genesis games, and GameTap has said that they are just that Nintendo is never, ever going to license anything to them. So I don't know if somehow they both... Like, both companies got access to redistribute Genesis games.
Huh.
Which, I don't know. I mean, I also don't know why you would ever buy one on the virtual console when, you know, for half of the cost of the game per month, you could play every Genesis game, basically, for free on GameTap. Although in a non-native resolution, which is all blurry and annoying.
You don't pay per month on the...
On the Wii thing?
Yeah, on the virtual console.
No, I know it's a one-time thing. But I'm saying, instead of buying a single Genesis game for $10, you can pay $5 a month for 100 Genesis games, you know. And, you know, hundreds of other games, too.
Yeah, but you can't play them on a television. You have to. I have this block in my brain between playing stuff on consoles and playing them on PCs. I mean, I could be playing all of the... You know, completely legitimately acquired ROMs that I wanted on my computer here, but I just don't want to. Like, I don't want to go buy a joystick and play them. I would rather pay for them and play them on the Wii.
Yeah, see, I just cannot bring myself to spend money on the virtual console thing. The Xbox Live Arcade, they do have some independently developed stuff. It's not just ports. I haven't bought any of the ports of anything, but I've played a lot of. You know, Geometry Wars and Wic Fable of Souls.
If it happens that Nintendo does come through with that, I understand when they're talking about it that the licensing or the, what is it, the developer's kit was trivially expensive.
So yeah, yeah.
It might be worth just playing around with it.
Yeah.
And then we can, on our show, be like, hey, everyone who plays Kingdom of Loathing, come play our awesome game.
What we need to hire a Flash guy so that we can actually start developing some other games, you know, that we do the design for, and we have somebody whose job it is to just sit and make games in Flash. Because, you know, Flash is a perfect vehicle for the kind of stuff that I want to do, and the perfect vehicle for distributing it to the people who we already have the ear of. So, yeah, I need to decide what that,
Don't we know that guy who's probably the greatest Flash designer in the world?
Yeah, we do. He knows more about Flash than pretty much anyone on Earth. Starkid says, the NS can dispel the de-leveling effect caused by the barnacle? That just doesn't seem right somehow. Well, all the monsters that scale to your stats do. Actually, you know what? No, that's not true. No, she doesn't dispel it at all. I think that Barnacle does work on the Naughty Sorceress. If the way that I'm thinking about that code is the way that code actually works. Macaronis says, hey, Jick and MR Skullhead, using Spirit of Rigatoni, does more mysticality increase the damage dealt or only increase hit rate? I think it's just the hit rate. The Gunrun says, do you guys think you could one day have a six-hour JNS show? You could Skype people in and have music breaks every other hour. I'd have a lot more music breaks than that during a six-hour show.
If there's some random Monday that we really want to commemorate, you know, I'd be up for that.
Like September 11th.
Yeah. What happened on September 11th? I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot, too.
Yeah, Gunrun also says, I want to buy a Nintendo Wii before Christmas. What should I do? What I did was ask every major retail store around and every game store when they were getting their shipments in, and only Walmart would tell me when the shipment was coming in, so then I stalked Walmart, and I waited in line for 2 hours and bought mine. I don't recommend it.
My, I mean, if you're willing to pay, like, a $50 to $100 premium, you can do what my wife did, which is to just get one on eBay. If you can get one that's packaged with a game that you're going to buy anyway, the margin tends to be a lot smaller. I think that including shipping, we only paid $50 more than it would have actually cost at a store. And by we, I mean her, because I didn't have a goddamn thing to do with it. I didn't even know about it until it showed up at the house. The Gunrun says, what do you think is truly best in life? To crush our enemies, to see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the squirrels.
As you steal their ink?
Yes.
Okay.
Since we didn't have any disasters this year, do you think we could have a reset on New Year's Day where everything is reset all the way back to the beginning of 2006? It could be narratively justified by saying that the entire last year was all a dream. You could also do that thing that happened around White Wednesday when the chat went back in time by an hour due to daylight savings, but instead of an hour, it would be the whole year. Imagine being able to get the No Pants trophy again. Yeah.
Imagine that. That was pretty awesome, though, when the chat went back in time by 1 hour. Yeah. We got to play Langoliers.
Yep. It was sort of inverse Langoliers. Hogula says, I love how the 8-Ball now responds to questions with 8, but it'd be funny if it gave that 50% of the time, and unsurprisingly, it doesn't answer the rest of the time, because the old one was also funny. Have you ever considered, instead of eliminating the container equipment slot entirely, adding more items to it to make it worthwhile? The toy jetpack could go there, and there are all sorts of other possibilities, too. Quivers and scabbards for special weapons / skills / attacks, etc. Yeah.
I think the last thing we want to do at this point is add another equipment slot.
Yeah, and, I mean, really doing something with the container slot is adding another equipment slot, and I don't want to do that.
I've always thought it would be interesting to have a weapon that took ammo that you would have to find the ammo for, and it would run out of ammo as you used it. But that's just not going to happen on this game, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I could see, like, us having an accessory that was, like, you know, flaming quiver or something that just would gave plus 10 fire damage to ranged attacks or whatever. You know, but, like, yeah, whatever. Echo Phantom says, I just listened to the show where somebody linked you to Generia. I figured you should know that the game is a total shadow of what it used to be. The creator would do things like put in monsters that dropped a new ultra rare halfway between rollovers for 2 hours, meaning that almost nobody got it. Also, one of the later additions to the admin team decided that the game had to conform to a PG rating and ruined about half the jokes in the game. Well, that's a shame. I mean, it's still interesting. I mean, it's still something that I've been playing since I became aware of it. Strong Bad Fanny X says, I heard Jick likes Twix. Jick, I made this for you and the guys who make Twix. And then he links to a picture that says, got a Jick, and it's somebody, maybe me, wearing a shirt that says, I do not heart guys with beards. And then it's a Twix commercial with me eating a Twix. Do I not heart guys with beards?
I guess.
There are not quite as many bricks as there are players in the game. About half. There's one for every two players.
So share them.
Yeah. Gleeb says, scrap the auto sell price of spray paint and make it a free pull. Eh, that's probably not a bad idea. Now that we can scrap the auto sell price of something. Yeah. Plus, it'll be zero auto sell, so it'll be like, zero karma in clan stashes. Yeah. Or we could just make it so you couldn't auto sell it. Can we get a rubber Wang as a hilarious item? It could act like a regular Wang, but couldn't be untinkered, so it could be a free pull. No, because then we'd have to add a rubber box so we could make that rubber pervert joke. So they apparently opened a porn store, like, right up the street.
Oh, nice.
There's a Hustler store that opened at, like, Broadway and McClintock.
So is that a porn store, or is it a store to get, like, your gats and your bling?
I think it's Hustler, not Hustler.
So okay.
I think it's for porn. Porn and dildos. It's nice. We went to a Hustler store somewhere, and it was actually, compared to the Fascinations chain that dominates that industry here, it was refreshingly hands-on sales team-erific. the people at Fascinations, they're like, well, you know, we don't want people to think of the porn store as somewhere that they should be, like, you know, embarrassed to be, or, like, you know, just kind of shuffling along, getting what they want, paying for it, and leaving. No, we want to come up and talk to you about your anal beads that you're picking out, you know, and they don't understand that really people don't want that.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Castle Boutique was always pretty hands-off, but then Castle Boutique is also, I don't know.
It was pretty low budget, as I recall.
I get the same feeling going into one of those as I do going into Walmart. It's just like, this place is kind of dirty and really big, and I don't want to touch anything.
Yeah.
The clientele is lower quality than businesses I choose to frequent.
We went to a Toys in Babeland, which is the sort of like upper crust dildo store.
Oh, really?
It was very much like you expect out of, you know, stores where everything is really expensive, in that it's pretty much just this giant empty room with like six dildos that you can buy, like around the edges. It's, I don't know. I hate it when there's crust. There's upper crust around the edges of my dildo.
Yeah, the lower crust is worse, though.
Yeah. Reepy Cheap says, why is there no Crimbo Limbo? And if there were Crimbo Limbo, would there be a Crimbo Limbo stick all around the Crimbo clock? Hey, let's do the Crimbo Limbo rock.
If you die during Crimbo, your soul will go to Crimbo Limbo for a while, and you'll have a backache for eternity.
On the sneeze, this guy wrote in how something that he likes to do around Christmas time is to annoy his wife by singing Jingle Bell Rock, but just replacing all of the words with either jingle or bell or rock, you know. And now if somebody would send him a karaoke, you know, track for Jingle Bell Rock, that he would record an MP3 of it, which he did, and I gotta say it's very annoying. The guy's not, like, a terrible singer, but, you know, it's like, you can't do much with just three words over and over again.
It's, the funny thing is, it's almost that way for the first four or five lines anyway.
Yeah.
It would take you a while to notice, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, he starts mixing it up right away. It's, there's absolutely no meaningful correspondence between the actual lyrics and the words that he uses. It's pretty fun. Basadilla says, hey, Jake and Skelly, can you get Zeno to put a thing on the right-click menu for dishing out the trolls' carols? You know, it's going to get to the point where there are too many items in that sort of brick carol whatever category to have all of them on that menu. So, I don't know. I hate to remove functionality from it or whatever, but, yeah, we'll see. I guess since you optionally add things to the menu, you know, it's okay maybe for that thing to get four or five times as large as it
we
is.
We should remove the bricks and the toilet paper from the right-click menu and add that.
Yeah. The Devirginizer says, when you get a box of sunshine from someone, is it possible to get a K-mail with it, or at least have that show up in the /last command? I want to thank people when I randomly get one, but if it's scrolled off the chat pane while I'm out of the room, I have no idea who sent it to me. I think in general, people who get those would not want, like, a receipt. Having it show up in the last command wouldn't really work because of it being not a PM so much as an event. I don't know. You're probably not the only person who would appreciate that, so maybe there's some solution that I'm not thinking of right now that would make everybody happy without annoying anybody. Excuse me. Cyan220 says, you read my question about Crimbo gear and the possible related influx of multis, but then forgot about it as you answered the Christmas radio show question. Will you discuss it now? I don't remember what it was.
Well, we were... pretty much every year we think, God, we're giving people one part of an outfit like we did. So last year we said, God, we're giving people one part of an outfit like we did the 2 years previous. And that just means that people are going to make multi-accounts. It's going to encourage people to hoard them and buy and sell them, and that's horrible. And then last year we said, yeah, but if we don't do that, then people are going to be disappointed too, because that's the way that we've always done it. So I mean,
when people make a shitload of multis and get, you know, the one-time gifts, and then, like, say, send them all to their main and put them in the mall, those people are all going to get disabled, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, we have very good tracking. We have tracking that we can specifically tune to those items, you know? And so, you know, any multi-abuse associated with the... with any kind of holiday content is done at the peril of the doer. He also says, after listening to your discussion of the new Moxious Maneuver, I had a thought. What if the skill always costs the same amount and at a very low level did a high percentage of damage, but as your level increased, the percentage of damage would go down? This would ensure that it would be very helpful for people just starting, but it wouldn't be too powerful for people who are hitting the basement or farming giants, etc. I really like your idea of a percentage attack, which is similar to an improvement I thought of giving to attack familiars. High-level familiars might be very helpful at low levels, but even very high-level familiars would probably come close to exhausting the 30-turn round limit to kill a beanstalk monsters. Yeah. Also for Scully, the only way to get motherfucking X on a motherfucking Y, how I mine for X, all your X are belong to us, or I'm in your X, Y-ing all your Z's to end, is to get someone famous that the community doesn't respect to use them in public, like Jessica Simpson. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to have to use all of my connections to get Jessica Simpson to say I'm in her base killing her dudes.
Oh, come on, that one's actually funny.
I don't really know the backstory behind it.
I don't know that anybody does. It's just it was just from some like game of StarCraft or something where, you know, it was like, where are you? And the guy's like, I'm in Urbase killing all Ur dudes.
I mean, it led to a lot of cute cat pictures, which was cool. But,
right. It also led to Yerrick the Real Bad pretty much spending several days just saying that about everything that she did.
Wow.
You know, went to buy some chicken. I mean, or a grocery store, buying all her fowl. You know, like that. Also for Scully, I just recently saw The Breakup, and although it was okay, it was totally worthwhile once I saw the alternate ending.
There was an alternate ending that was an actual ending? That would be kind of useful.
How did it end otherwise?
Yeah, they stay broken up, which I kind of liked, but then they meet a year later and have an awkward conversation that goes nowhere for about 10 minutes, and then the credits roll.
Huh. Well, that's interesting, though.
It was, you know, it was very true to life, but...
That's not necessarily what you want out of a movie. Like
a movie where I sit and type for 4 hours would be fairly true to life, but it wouldn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah. It wouldn't be fun to watch. I'm pretty sure you like acapella, in which case the acapella version of Rainbow Connection rules. Who's acapella version of the Rainbow Connection?
Yeah, send that along.
Finally, for tonight at least, for new Raffle House stuff, the penguins could mine so deeply that they had an underground lake filled with fish, and they could construct items from the fish scales. I'm sure every nerdy fanboy like me, Cyan220, would love to learn how they mined for fish. Pussy Willow said, thanks to whomever wrote the description of the intrinsic for the jetpack. It literally made me lol during comp sci class because the room to go quiet and lots of awkward stares. I don't know who wrote that.
That must have been Riff.
Because I think it was Zeno's deal to begin with. He's the one who decided that it was going to be get me off this crazy thing.
Oh, was it?
So I don't know. He might have written that.
Yeah.
He did write the fire description. Let's see. Max Van says, why does the angler bush only drop meat stacks when its description mentions that it has a dense meat stack? Well, you cut it up a lot killing the angler bush,
and you only get 1/10 of it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Should we take our musical break? Terlude.
Sure.
Take our musical break so that we can take some ludes.
The second half of the show is just going to be drooling, which is fairly quiet.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in 10.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you.
You better watch out, you better not cry. And check.
All right, I'm going to take this opportunity to plug my radio show for tomorrow, which...
I'm going to take this opportunity to plug your mom.
...of Jake belching Christmas carols for 2 hours. Tomorrow I'm going to do my show, and as per usual, we'll have a little Christmas story hour, and the return of the Christmas Carol contest, which has been very popular in years past.
And the return of the Mac.
Yes, actually that was my first song when I came back from not having a radio show for a year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's
not the Spanish version, Retorno del Mac.
Or the Irish version, Return of the Mic.
Mm.
Mick's not a racial slur, that's why we don't ban Mick.
Yep. Noob says, just so you guys know, you are a Terroxorist. I've been looking, but are there any Calvin and Hobbes references in the kingdom? If there are, can you point me in the right direction? Well, you know, there are a lot of references in Kingdom of Loathing to, you know, boy, wintertime sure is neat when you're a kid.
Shut up.
You know, which Calvin and Hobbes really has like a sort of a monopoly on I wrote a Calvin and Hobbes reference in the Cheap Toaster.
There's also one in the Sleazy Back Alley. And
opposite day.
Yeah.
I declared it a positively.
And there's the What Separates Man from the Animals, the Lack of Razor Sharp Claws in the Extreme Mittens. So, yes, there are
several. Did you write that? That's weird, because I...
Mm-hmm.
Huh, okay.
I think I also wrote the No One Knows Where the Toast Goes thing. But
I thought I did.
Could be mistaken.
Yeah, I thought I did that. Because, I mean, I was definitely aware, because that's one of my favorite Calvin and Hobbes.
Right.
Anyway.
When you eat the toast, does it say, like, do you say a toast to us, best friends forever, and then eat the toast? Because that's another, I think it was the strip right after that.
Mm-hmm. I just always think of the Jake Johansson HBO special, where he goes to buy a toaster, and the guy tries to sell him a toaster with 8 slots, and he's like, that's way more toaster than I need. I mean, it's like, what are they worried? The Brady Bunch is going to show up, and they're all going to want toast right now?
Have you seen the Robot Chicken Calvin and Hobbes thing?
No.
That was really entertaining. I think it's still on YouTube.
Hmm.
It's just if Calvin and Hobbes existed in real life. It's kind of funny. Everything that I've seen from Robot Chicken leads me to believe that I should be watching it, but I just somehow never get around to.
Yeah. It's hard to actually catch it because it's so short, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't record it anymore because it was recording, you know, so many episodes that weren't, like, new or whatever. Like, the whole record only the new ones thing, it doesn't really work for me because I don't know when seasons of stuff starts, you know, so I don't want to just record the new ones because I want to record, you know, the one that I didn't see last week.
Right.
You know, and every time I'm like, all right, record all of them, it's like, I come back the next day, 400 episodes of the same 6 episodes of Robot Chicken, you know, it's like...
We've been getting that a lot with Law & Order, but it's kind of nice, you know, we're still getting 8 or so Law & Orders a day, but at least we can look at the descriptions and...
Yeah. I guess
so. Or watch it 45 minutes in and go, oh, yeah, it was that guy's wife who killed his chihuahua. That was a memorable episode, really. Fred Levi says, why does the Untinker need a screwdriver? It's just held together with meat paste, wouldn't water work. Since the screwdriver is a Phillips, and it is described as such, that kind of tanks my description, what I imagine that to be, that he just kind of shoves the screwdriver into...
Well, who says he uses it? He's just a prick and he won't help you until you find his screwdriver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he uses all of his other tools.
Actually, the jar that the meat paste solvent is in is held shut with four Phillips screws.
Yep. Hogula says, you should be able to zap the toy ray gun into a shrink ray, which, when it hits an enemy, both de-levels it and makes the fight page display the monster's picture at 1/4 normal size. Again, that would require me to make versions of all of the graphics at 1/4 normal size, which I'm not going to do. Although that, I could probably automate somehow.
Could you not just have the box in which the picture's displayed resized?
You never want to let the browser shrink stuff on its own because it gets super pixelated.
We should just use it, have the shrink ray be something that you can use like the wand, but you can only use it on pants.
Fembot Ossipant says, why not put a radio tower or station in Seaside Town? There's already RKOL items in-game and a link to the radio in the menu. It would be cute. Eh.
I mean, things being cute is something that we always want.
Someone else says, I haven't received a single piece of gingerbread horror from my advent calendar yet, and you're not going to because it's all different stuff from here on out. No more of the first batch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, cool.
What do you want on your tombstone? Icing.
I think that joke is in that description, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's no. Not. Weird. Maybe it's in the eat text.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's about to be in there.
Yeah.
ACM says, can you guys hint about whether there will be unique content on Christmas Eve / day? Specifically, will there be some hell to pay if I bring my laptop on the family holiday, and if it's just a matter of being patient about seeing my Crimbo Pressy, I can wait, but if there will be Crimbo trick-or-treating or some other event, I'll brave the storm. We're trying to make it friendlier this year than it has been in past years to people who are not around on Christmas, because we understand that a lot of people just can't play. So there's not going to be anything that you're going to miss if you don't play on Christmas. Watts Apple Person says, when eating a gummy naga with naga hides on, why doesn't it have the no cannibalism message, like when having the bugbear costume on and eating a gingerbread bugbear? I didn't know that message actually came up with this.
Wow, that's cool.
Gingerbread bugbear. Because the gingerbread bugbear is made of actual bugbear. The gummy naga is just made out of cows.
There. The two,
what the hell is
obligatory Tombstone references?
Somebody's Huckleberry. What the fuck does that mean?
Have you never seen Tombstone?
I actually watched it last night. But
I've never seen Tombstone and not had Alzheimer's.
Yeah. I didn't see all of it. I watched like 45 minutes, like the last 45 minutes of it last night.
That's enough. During the shootout, he says, I'm your Huckleberry. That's the Val Kilmer's thing.
Okay. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention, and I think I was drunk, but, like...
The bad news is Jake has either AIDS or Alzheimer's. We have to take him out to the edge of town, and if he comes back, we can't have sex with him.
Yeah. What? Pimpy the Pimper says, idea for a clover adventure. How about if you use your campsite to rest with a clover in your inventory? It gives you double recovery of a moon day. Riff and I were talking about converting the rest thing so that it is an adventure. And just there's a special reward type that's healing and MP regeneration based on your campground equipment. Because that way it'd be a lot easier to add dreams and stuff. And we could do, you know, certain dreams that gave special effects or whatever. Yeah.
And just check.
Is that how you spell Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a job that requires me to look up song lyrics and the spelling of Ozzy Osbourne.
Naked Jew says, hey, JNS, thanks for sending me the answers to my interview. Now all I need are answers from Riff and Hot Stuff, and I'll be ready to write the article. In related news, Lyania rocks. Suggestion. Oh, yeah, no, she does. Riff is going to be out of commission for a while. Hot Stuff, I think, is going to be in a position where he's at his mom's house and has nothing to do for a few days, starting in a few days. So I will, next time I talk to him, I will try and convince him to answer those things. Suggestion for a new NPC, or maybe a new indie rock band, Onan the Barbastorbarian. That's funny.
Yeah, I had cause to look that up again, though, the biblical story of Onan.
Yeah.
And it's, from the text, it's pretty obvious that he did just pull out
and ejaculate on the ground instead of out, yeah.
Because it says, like, and he went into her, but instead of spilling his seed in her, he spilled it on the ground. So he wasn't masturbating. God doesn't care if you masturbate or not. He probably prefers it if you do. Yeah.
Super Pet Man says, hey, I had two ideas. One, why not have a familiar made of 100 different colored pixels? Because there aren't 100 different colored pixels. Two, why not have a weight that shows how many pounds your terrarium weighs? Because there's no reason for you to know that other than if you're keeping track for that trophy, and that trophy is a secret.
Yeah, there's no such thing as that trophy. Why? What have you heard? Leibs asks, why doesn't the Triffid have an attack that references science fiction double feature?
Do they talk about Triffids in that song?
Yeah, I really got
Ow!
When I saw Jeanette Scott fight a Triffid that spits poison and kills. What happens to you? What happens to you, Paul? Why you not make the not owl sound?
Well, if you're asking why I didn't write a goddamn Rocky Horror Picture Show reference into a monster that I think I wrote the attack text for. Oh, the Triffid. Strong Bad Fan says, why is the combat initiative for all monsters 100%? Wouldn't it be better to base it on power? Or am I just missing an important formula? And doesn't this make plus initiative actually minus monster initiative? I understand that plus initiative sounds better in the context of the skateboard, but wouldn't it be better to say the real effect? Well, no. Okay, here's the deal. You roll... When initiative is being determined, you roll a D100, basically. And if you have plus 10% initiative, the percentage is not super meaningful, I guess. Well, it's as meaningful as plus percentage item drops from monsters, I guess. No, it's totally not. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, if you have plus 50% initiative, it just adds 50 to your roll. And there are a lot of monsters that have 100% initiative, which is just to say that you're never going to get the jump on them unless you have stuff that increases your combat initiative. I mean, basing it on power means there's just sort of less variety. It's basically a measure of how fast a monster is, you know? Like, slow stuff will have low initiative. You know, tower monsters have zero initiative so that they never, ever, ever get the jump on you so that you will always be able to see what they are and then run away so that you can come back and hit it with whatever you need to hit it with to kill it. Yeah, and that's all.
Makes sense.
Why do you disallow the whole equip all to fake hands thing? Is it something you don't like, server lag, etc., or rather something that is technically impossible? I don't know. I don't know why Zeno doesn't want to do it.
There are people that have a couple hundred of... there is at least one person who has a couple thousand of those.
Yeah.
I would imagine equipping them all at once might cause some kind of hinkiness.
I don't know. I mean, it would be exactly... I think it would be exactly the same number of transactions on the database as equipping one to equip all of them, but I don't know. Olive Oil says, the clan message boards are a pain in the ass to clean up. It'd be so much better if the admins had a page with boxes to click to delete a shitload of them at once. Yeah, one of Zeno's projects for when we're all working on NS13 content stuff and he has nothing to do is to write, and he's actually done part of this already. I've seen some of the underlying database structure for it that's already done, is to make the clan boards into more of a message board format, which will, with it, bring a lot better tools for actually... managing them.
Yeah, you had us at the clan message boards are a pain in the ass, so we're on it.
So one me says, you should add the take off like O.J. Simpson part of using a brick to add, or you should edit it to add. Not really, but if you did do it, that's hypothetically how you would have bricked him.
Yeah, I think they ended up not publishing that book, though, that If I Did It, the O.J. Simpson book, where he was going to explain... hypothetically, you know, how I would have gone about killing my wife if I had done it, but I totally didn't.
I guess I don't understand why you would do that.
And he needed the money, and they needed the sleazy bestseller.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, in order to observe Polish customs other than eating Jews, do Poles eat Jews?
And I guess.
I demand that we get our Krembo prezzies 2 hours before rollover on Christmas Eve. Yes, us Polish children open the boxes early, us cheating bastards. Also, is Phoebe there? I'd like to speak with him. No, Phoebe's either asleep or playing World of Warcraft. Doesn't really make any difference, which. Schmetti also says, instead of removing the slot for backpacks and making them an accessory, how about adding more... Adding more items like the jetpack or capes into the backpack slots, yeah.
No. So it looks like this time everyone sent Radio Bugbear messages about what the hell the Jick and Spellhead show is. Usually when I do the system messages, people click on the system message and it brings up my profile, and then they ask me how I listen to Jick and Spellhead, what is radio...
Jesus, that's a lot of those questions. Vimes 177 says, when, if ever, do you think a new collectible-style mechanic like the current familiars, tattoos, and trophies will be implemented? I wouldn't put familiars in the same boat with tattoos and trophies. First of all, because the boat would sink. There's a lot of them. Again, trophies are heavy. They have sharp edges. And the tattoos would dissolve in the rain like a cake in MacArthur Park.
Right. So when you say in the same boat with something, are you thinking of an inflatable boat?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Probably never. I think that if I were to make a new game, it would either have tattoos or trophies, but not both. Okay. You know? Because, I mean, when's the last time we added a new tattoo? We really only do that when there's, like, outfits, you know?
Yeah. I think we should just have one giant trophy that you put tattoos on.
Yeah, that's a good plan. We should, you should do a forward search for FIHS. Spasmatic says, is it possible to find the total number of an item in the kingdom? If so, what's the total number of Nobgoblin scimitars in said kingdom? I am not going to look stuff like that up for people anymore, because right now it's just way too strainy to pull that out of the inventory table.
Great, now you've got the Animaniacs theme in my head again. That's why it is
strainy.
It's animani, totally insaney, way too strainy.
What, really?
Well, no. But there's a variable at the end of the song where, you know, Chicken Chow Maney, Where's Lon Chaney, Shirley MacLaine. This Lania just bought me the second DVD set of Animaniacs.
Yeah.
They're better than I remember them being.
Emoska says, Jit, can you officiate in the real-life weddings of me and Hippie Dude and also another couple from my clan and the renewal of two couples' wedding vows? If you do it, like, near my house, sure. Istanbul says, if you had to have a limb amputated and reattached to your back, which one would you choose and why?
I'd choose Jick's left hand.
So I could more easily pat you on the back even when I wasn't around.
Well, yeah, but just if I had to pick something, it wouldn't be one of mine.
Okay. I made it like a sort of a limb from the Christmas tree, so that way I'd always have candy canes whenever I wanted them, and electric lights, and I got the gaudiest, the pretentious artist's fiance's company Christmas party ended with them saying, hey, does anybody want this Christmas tree? So they took it and put it out on our back porch. And when I went to the drugstore to pick out my prescription for knock you on your ass syrup when I was sick, I also decided to buy just the gaudiest star to top the Christmas tree with. And it was giant, like sort of vaguely transparent. It looks like sort of dried glue. It is sort of like white milky plastic, and it's got color-changing LEDs inside it.
Nice.
It's just the thing to lead the three wise men to the King of the Jews.
I kept wanting to each year. I've been wanting to buy the Pentacle Star from Target, just because I like the fact that it exists. It's a five-pointed star made out of wire with wire running through the middle. So it's made out of one continuous piece of wire, but wire reinforcing it. So that means in the middle there's an upside-down five-pointed star. And, the Satanist in me really finds that great. And people are requesting songs. We don't play songs. Ever.
Naked Juice says, I get that BonerDagonMulti.gif has three pronunciations for gif and two for multi, but what are the three for BonerDagon? I can only think of two. I think they're multiplying it. It was actually, they weren't thinking that there were three pronunciations for gif, because I don't think they count gif.
Right.
I think it was BonerDagon versus BonerDagon, multi versus multi, GIF versus GIF, and that there are eight total pronunciations of the whole word. Because two times two times two. Rule five, which I always think is Rick Fuel, says, there are many evil things in KOL, but only tasty, fun, good rice candy on the good side of the equation. How do you intend to redress this imbalance? Well, I mean, you know, it wouldn't be a role-playing game if most of the world wasn't shit that was trying to kill you.
Right.
You know? It would be
a very boring game.
The Sims. Yeah, pretty much what you said.
It would kind of be like our trick-or-treating, only that would happen in every zone. You just find somebody who said something nice to you and gave you stuff.
Right. Maledicta says, why doesn't anything happen if you type pickup phone booth in the leaflet quest? None of us have actually, I don't think any of us have actually played pick up the phone booth and die. We're all aware of it. How about raffle slash lottery where the winner gets an item named after them? Everybody loves fame. It'd be a great sink. Yeah, but undoubtedly somebody named OMG Ticklit would win that.
Right. Well, that's why we should make it a, have it be a Mr. Accessory per lottery ticket. And then it wouldn't matter that we had a lame item name because we'd have just made $100,000.
That's true.
And if people are messaging me, don't they know I'm doing stuff? Oh, DJ Alexia linked me to said
something
Satanic
Star.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh.
I just like the idea that there's going to be a pagan symbol in the middle of it.
Really? There's a pagan symbol for you to put on top of your Christmas tree?
That's why I like it.
Okay, I mean...
Because the kind of people who are going to buy that are not going to buy I spec checking in. All right.
Kieran says, could you please increase the text limit in chat? With the current limit, it isn't rare for messages to be split in two or even three sections. Well, I think you could maybe limit the amount of stuff you're trying to say all at once. I mean, I hardly ever run into it, personally, the limit. But it's, no, not really, without making the table much, much bigger and less efficient to store than it is. Excuse me. A freaky request, Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, which we might play Welcome to the Jungle by They Might Be Giants, but not the Guns N' Roses. Magnanimous says, will the Crimbo Zone still be around on the 25th? Sure. Actually, what's the plan on that? When were we going
to... The plan is to continue the event through the 31st.
Through the 31st, okay.
In a slightly different form.
Okay. Because I'm going to leave the advent calendar up until the 31st for people who miss Christmas so that they can come in and get their last few things out of it. Yeah. There was one though. There was one up there that I did not read.
Reverend Noodleason says, well,
yeah. J Random Adventurer says, hey guys, and Jick and Skelly too. If you were superheroes, what powers would you have? Costumes? And who'd be the Hooper? Who'd be the Hooper? Who'd be the hero and who'd be the sidekick? The Hooper's hero and who'd be the hide?
The hide sick.
Yeah.
I think I'd be stuck being the sidekick.
We'd both be sidekicks. Mm. That'd be our. That would be who we. That would be what we would be. The sidekicks.
Right.
And that would be our power. Is that we would do what we would have the powers of all superhero sidekicks all throughout history. So we'd be extra gay like Robin. What was it? Didn't the Green Lantern have a sidekick?
Yeah, there was a little alien dude. Damn.
Kato.
That was the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet had Kato, okay. OJ's sidekick was Kato.
Yeah.
We have his power. Just to be off white trash.
We'd also have QWERTY keyboards be able to access the internet and be, I guess as we are now, kind of unwieldy to use as a phone.
Right.
T-Mobile
sidekick, right, yeah. It wasn't that bad to use as a phone. My only real problem with the sidekick, because I used it for like a year as my phone, my only real problem with it is the battery life. Wow, a freaky requests a lot of songs, kind of not realizing what's going on here. Suri C says, how about a function in the mall similar to that of Google's I'm Feeling Lucky? It would take you directly to the mall store with the cheapest searched item. Time saving. That is actually maybe not a bad idea. Reverend Noodleson says, dear Jake, could you make it so you can combine fire and a stuffed flaming gravy fairy? P.S. I think it's funny when you use that high whiny voice you use when players complain. Good. Strong Bad Fanny X says, Princeton, I'm surprised at you. That's racist. Whatever happened to the Black Forest? Oh, it's there. You just can't see it. Nobody can see it except for me.
Yep.
One Face Guy says, are there any plans to create more quest-based skills a la the Spooky Raven Manor skills, where a skill for each class shares a common theme? I would like to. That proved to me that it's not nearly as hard as I thought it would be to put those out there. Cause I mean, you know, with those, a lot of them were just, you know, elementally themed versions of skills that the classes already had, which arguably some of them suck and are useless, but you know, whatever, they're still skills. Simon said, Simon M77 says, if you could have any one game right now fully done, what would it be? I think I'd have to go for Super Smash Brothers Brawl. Oh, yeah, me too. That's what I want, is some more goddamn Smash Brothers games.
I think of the games that are in development, the one that I'm the most interested in seeing is Super Mario Galaxy.
Super Mario Sunshine made me not at all excited about new Super Mario games.
It looks like he doesn't have a sidekick in this one, so... Yeah, I tried to play Sunshine again. Jess's dad was playing it, and it's really difficult to control for one thing, and then for another, it just doesn't act like a Mario game, because you're not really running and jumping and throwing fireballs. You're
like, hovering with your bullshit, yeah. And you're hosing things down with water. Yeah, it's... Are there fireballs in Mario 64?
Yeah.
Huh. You know what, though? New Super Mario Brothers was something that I really enjoyed a lot.
Yeah, because that was 2D, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the new, man, the new, I just have enjoyed the shit out of the new Castlevania game for the DS. I pretty much burned myself out on it entirely, but...
I need to get a couple of accessories for that DS, like a power cord and some games, so I can take it with me on our travels.
Oh, yeah. I think I have an extra power cord. I'll... Yeah. Oh, let's see.
A-Freaky is either the guy who created the how you mine for fish phrase, or he's having us on.
Jillbop says, back when the quick skills / MP restore menu was put in, there was mention that HP restores might be added to the menu. Scaling monsters and needing to heal often has made it apparent how useful this would be. Any chance of getting it added? I don't know. Talk to Xenophobe.
It would be a bad idea. Since I started using that skills menu, I love the crap out of it. It just saves a whole lot of time.
Right. Flip to Sean says, no, flip top Sean. Flip to P. Sean says, Jake, the display case shelves need revamping. It's quite annoying to reorder a shelf if it has about 30 things in it. Well, so pay more attention when you put it in the first place.
Yeah, I think it's also Flip to Sean and the P of Silent.
Oh, okay. Sean. Malice says, let's see. There are more. These are more thoughts than questions. What about a custom item form similar to avatar forms? Maybe even choosing powers for it from a list of options, and also with the three amigos. Oh, sorry. Also, no, I'm not down with that, just because when you let, and sorry, community, when you let the community design content, it's just crap. So editing the stuff that people would want to call their items would just be more than my soul can handle.
Yeah. By that, we don't mean that anything that someone in the community designs is just destined to be crap.
Yeah, it's just that, sorry, but 90% of it is, you know? I mean, there are some very clever people out there, and there are a lot of people out there who, if they were sitting here with us while we were coming up with stuff, they would be able to contribute and probably think of things that we wouldn't be able to, but, you know...
Think about how many people are in Channel Newbie at any point, and how many custom item forms we get with, I want my item to be called the Clit, I want, instead of a use link, to have a fuck link.
Yeah. And Naked Juice says, hey guys, I recently went through a breakup. Any advice on moving on? Just, like, fuck a lot of other women.
Yeah.
And you'll just forget about it. I mean, that's...
Isn't Naked Juice, like, 12?
No, he's in college, I think. I think
wow,
the thing that...
He's really smart.
I think he's Doogie Howser. Or Doogie Howsermeister. Doogie Howserberg. I think he's like 18.
20.
No, he's 20.
Oh, yeah, so definitely.
And he lives in New York City. Yeah, just, I mean, you know, also, like, when you're 18 or 19 or 20, like, a relationship ending just seems like such a big deal, you know? I mean, if you're in a relationship when you're 20 that you've been in for a couple of years, you think about the idea of ending it, and it just sort of fills you with dread, and, like, 10 years later, you're going to look at that and think, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, why was I not pickier? Why didn't I have 5 times as many relationships as I did, each of which was 1/5 as long as the ones that I did, so that I could figure out, you know, what I actually wanted? So, you know, you'll be fine. Just find somebody else to have sex with. That's the thing.
Totally.
Because then you will just forget about it as soon as you start fucking somebody else. Don't do what I did, which was every time a relationship ended, I would just not get laid for like 2 years, which that was annoying.
Anyway. I tended to do that only without the relationship ending part.
Right.
You just had a succession of uninterrupted 2 year not getting laid.
Hogula says, any plans to implement a permanent location where players can beat up scaling monsters all year long? At the very least, it would keep the clan / sign gems from ever being the most optimal way to power level at any point. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could see that being available if it was only available to people who were, like, level 30 and higher, maybe. So if it was only the people who were really, really seriously power leveling that were doing it, you know, and only the people who were willing to spend the time on it. Because the thing is, doing that, you know, instead of basically a person just generating more resources than they use while power leveling, it makes it so suddenly, you know, you're having to spend a lot of meat healing, you're having to do a lot of stuff, you know, actually sort of play the game. I don't know. It's we generally think of having a widespread availability of scaling monsters that you can just fight over and over again as a bad thing because of what it will do for lag, and because it would just become the de facto place to power level. I mean, I would not be averse to having places where monsters scale to your level within certain tolerances. You know, like, in this zone, there are monsters that will scale to your level as long as your level is between 8 and 13 or something, you know, so that it's not just constantly. Because I don't really like the idea of monsters that scale to your level, because it kind of just doesn't make any sense. I mean, we do it on holiday content so that everyone will get to see the holiday content, you know. I mean, we don't want to put something in there that... And like, you know, we should be more concerned about new players. What it was when we first thought of, like, say, Feast of Boris, was we didn't want people who happened to be at the wrong point in an ascension cycle to not be able to see it. But really, what we should be thinking about is people who are level 2, you know, and people who are level 2 after 500 turns, you know, not people who are level 2 and know how everything works, but people who are level 2 because they're noobs.
What if you had a scaling zone that only opened at a certain level and then vanished at a certain level?
Yeah, that would work. That would work.
If the time rift stuff was scaling, that would have not as big an impact.
That would be an interesting thing. Like, if there was a zone somewhere that was only available at, like, level 31 or something, and had some drops there that, you know, the only way that you could do it, the only way you could get in there is by, you know, like, sort of power leveling, but then you're limited in the amount of time that you can take to get through it. You know, so it's like kind of the Cola Wars thing, only it requires you, like, if you're going to farm them, you can't really without ascending and leveling up to 30 again.
Right.
That's kind of interesting. Bob128 says, how about a cowbell implemented in the game from the Blue Oyster Cult song? An intrinsic effect, more cowbell, which does nothing. Is a 1 in 100 drop from beating up a stuffed AC. What's a stuffed AC?
Angry cow.
Oh.
Air conditioner. Like,
I think it was Anonymous Coward from Slashdot. Yeah, I'm sure Mr. Skullhead would be really excited about the having more cowbell jokes.
Yeah, that's timely.
Project Wyvern. Pression Wyvern. Is the result of Project Wyvern, honestly. Why was there no reference to Star Trek in either the description or the hit messages for the toy ray gun? I felt quite robbed. Nice job on the Crimborg, though. Very funny. We hate Star Trek. Star Trek is for homos who live in their parents' homo basement.
In their homeo boxes. I was going to give that a serious answer, but, you know,
whatever. Okay, what is it?
People think that, you know, when I sit down to write weapon text, I'm just pulling stuff out of my ass and slapping it into those fields. And I actually spend a lot of time thinking about this stuff, and I did think, oh, we should have some jokes in there, but then those aren't lasers, they're phasers. So, I had enough trouble with the fact that it's called a ray gun, and all of the description and everything is a laser gun, but I figured lasers are rays. So
right, so it's the rays of something.
It didn't really bother me that much.
Surrey Sea says, will a certain trophy return this New Year's, or is there going to be a new one? I am going to be... I have no idea where I'm going to be on New Year's, but it's probably not going to be drunk at my desk at the office like last year, so no. Yeah, everybody, thank you for piling on this cowbell bullshit. Natiner says, where was your intro? I miss it. That guy Rockamanly also recorded us a pretty professional sounding version of "Don't Fall on a Cactus" with a steel guitar.
He sent that to me, but the link was bad.
Yeah, you have to replace all the spaces with %20 to get it to work. Yeah. You can't actually click on the link. You have to copy the whole thing into the anyway. Yeah, you have to copy the whole thing, get rid of the spaces in the first part of it, and also this is going to make it start playing, so I don't know if you want to do that. And then replace all the other spaces after the file name starts with %20.
So I'm going to try and download it, which I won't be able to do from this link.
Well, if you let the whole thing load and then go file and save as, it should actually save it.
Remember, kids, using spaces and file names is a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that link would have worked in anything. So.
Well, usually your browser will automatically replace spaces with %20, but.
I don't know that that's been true. See, there's a space before the www. Between the way that URL was formed in the first place and the way that Zlyania forwarding mails to us butchers everything, like, that URL never had a chance.
Okay, let me stop this, and we'll download it.
And then you should be able to just go file and save as. Oh, wait, no, oh, wow, weird. Crazy. I had no idea that actually worked in the QuickTime plugin. Can you do that save as source thing? No, you have to have QuickTime Pro to do that.
Yeah, I'm a QuickTime amateur, so
save page as. I don't know. Yep, you can. Good.
Okay, so we'll be going out on that.
All right. Ponjo says, so guys, will you be doing a Christmas Day broadcast in a week, or will you be canceling for Christmas like most other businesses? No, I'm planning on doing it. So
yeah, this is a Christmas where all of my stuff is taking place either before or after. So the end of this week, we're going to be doing stuff with my wife's parents, and my parents aren't getting back from Russia until Wednesday the 27th, so that's when Christmas is going to be with my side of family.
My mom and I kind of decided that we don't care about Christmas again this year, because that was fun the year we did it a few years ago, so. She might come up and hang out, but, you know, if she did, it wouldn't make much difference in terms of us doing the show. And Naked Jew says, hey, Jake, on Christmas, your wife will be hungry, so give her a club sandwich. I'd rather give her a club foot.
I thought she already had one of those.
I don't. If that's a joke, Anika Jew, I don't get it.
Last week we talked about the Urban Dictionary thing with club sandwich, where it's like putting your meat between her buns and giving her a squirt of your special sauce and all that shit.
Oh, I see. Okay. Adrian Slipshod says, whatever you do, Mr. Skella, don't eat the food on the tunnel train. It's disgusting and illness-inducing. Like the train in the tunnel?
Yeah. We did have an option for, if we wanted to double the price of our tickets, we could have had a three-course meal. But, you know, it's a three-hour-long train ride.
I'm fucking terrified of that thing. I would seriously rather take a boat, and I think you can.
You can, it's just, you have to take your train 2 hours to the shore, take the ferry 3 hours over, and then another train 2 hours into Paris. So it takes like 7 hours instead of three.
Is the train just straight from London to Paris on one train?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I guess I'll get used to it. I could just pretend it's nighttime, or I could do it at night.
You could pretend you're in a submarine.
God, yeah, except it's a submarine that's not like fucking sealed or anything. Like, oh, hey, don't worry, guys. It doesn't matter that the tunnel collapsed because we're in a submarine. No, we're not. Oh, yeah. Glub, glub, glub. Crush, crush, crush. Seriously, I don't know. I don't know whether you would drown or be crushed to death under the pressure. God damn it. LOTE says, hey, thanks for making the familiars appear in combat. I like it. Yeah, you know what? I forgot that I pushed that out with the other change that I made. I have a couple things to announce when I get back into my office to upload this show and whatnot. A Freaky says, hey, I have a question for Jick and Mr. Skullhead. So could you make it possible to have a button on the front page that could make KOL your homepage? No, you know, because I really hate seeing that places.
Right.
I really don't feel like that merits screen real estate anywhere that it's ever, ever done.
I don't know, it seems kind of sleazy to me because I've never had one of those where I said, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I would love for that to be my homepage. Even if that's true with Kingdom of Loathing, I don't want to be in the same category as, like, Yahoo Friends. Or
because it's seriously only a couple of mouse clicks to make KOL your homepage, and you should know how to use your browser that well anyway.
Right.
So by not putting that link there, we're doing a public service. Max Vance also says, hey, that thing that makes familiar images appear next to their actions is pretty cool. There are a few of, there are a few familiars. All right, thank you for putting, says Bigglesworth, the familiar icon on the combat pane. It makes it, makes your familiar appear as though it's participating in combat more. It's so cool. Yeah, no, I kind of liked the idea, so I did it. There are a few things, like the shaman. There are certain circumstances under which there will just be three pictures of the shaman in a row because it does three different things, but they're far apart in the code, but not far apart on the screen. So there are certain aspects of it that I don't particularly like, but for the most part.
Well, you should draw different pictures of the shaman. So.
Right, right.
Because for every familiar, we should have a different picture.
Yeah.
Especially for you know, the wax lips and the tam o'shanter.
Oh, totally, totally. Slowonmi says the wax lips, and this pisses me off too, the wax lips on the rhinoceros thing is a Monkey Island reference where you're in that mansion and you can't see what the guy is doing, and he puts wax lips on a rhino. I fucking just played that like a week ago, and I didn't get the what is the matter with me? I mean, sort of, I forgot about all the stuff that, like, that you also end up with the staple remover after going through that whole sequence, and it never does anything anywhere in the game, which it just disappears later because of some plot element, which makes me sad because I really wanted to end my game with a staple remover.
So it appears that something with your pop culture collection net is busted, so we have to figure that out. Suri C says, why was the Radio Free stuff retired? We like to do that occasionally, just... You know, like every year in the store, we retire the two accessory familiars, and it makes them rare, it makes them special, it makes people be able to say, hey, I was here 2 years ago, therefore I have this thing. Yeah, it's kind of groovy. We like it.
Hogula says, can the Doppelschifter turn into an ancient Yuletide troll? No. I don't remember what our policy was on the Doppelschifter. We pretty much let it turn into anything, right? There wasn't anything that we blacklisted, because I haven't updated that code in a long time, and so it doesn't turn into anything since, like, before the badger.
Right.
So, do we think it's okay for the Doppelschifter to turn into a badger?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm just going to go back in there, and I'm gonna add every familiar, except the ones that aren't implemented yet, to the Doppelschifter's whitelist.
Yeah, I think we should, because it's so... It's impossible to tune it, so... That shouldn't be a bad. Yeah, that shouldn't be bad. And the chameleon can turn into both of those. So.
Okay. Wow, we got a lot of more questions than we have time.
That's unusual.
It is. LOTE says, "What was the James Patterson book called?" A Naked Jew says, "James Patterson is a hack." And then there's a Firefox extension called IE Tab that lets you run the Internet Explorer in the. In a Firefox tab, which that would actually be.
That's kind of cool.
Natiner says, hey, JNS, I'm supposed to be reading the third part of Tale of Two Cities, but I'm listening to your show. Help. Fucking Cliff's Notes, man. It's never worth it to read any goddamn Dickens.
I liked Great Expectations.
You would.
And Oliver Twist.
You know, gay for Mrs. Havisham.
Oh, yeah.
Spidery wedding dress that catches on fire. Slowonmi says, thank God I'm not the only one that thinks Chris Angel is a fucking douchebag. Who's Chris Angel?
He's the goth rockin' magician. He's like long black hair and eyeliner, and he plays guitar.
That's awesome. Who sent that? It's a picture of Stephen Colbert's list of, you know, things that he doesn't like, and added onto it is makes hardcore easier, and Quato, and Iocane powder, bastard homosexuals, multi-abuse, dirty exploiters, business casual, and shorebots. I think business casual was one of the original one on there, though.
It's Hogulus.
Thank you, Hogulus. Simon M77 says, finally, Jick, another fucking person who's seen Equilibrium. Ah, oh, it's good. The monkey also likes the, the familiar icons. Jedi Coconut also thinks that Marco Tempest is ridiculous.
Who is the... somebody said... Oh, Waterbow. Waterbow said, what the hell is up with the little pictures? They're awful. So Waterbow is our token resistance to that change.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Istanbul says, have you ever played Super Puzzle Fighter Turbo 2? If so, which character do you use? If not, why not? I freaking love that game. I need to see if I can get a copy of it.
Really? What platform is it for?
It was a PlayStation game. Basically, you're kind of columns or, I don't know, Tetris-style game, but you get colored bricks that drop, and when you get four next to each other, they make a solid gem, and you fight against each other with Street Fighter characters. It was awesome.
Severus points out that you fight stab bats in the new Castlevania game. Yeah, there's these bats with swords. It's just like... Slow On Me says, a friend of his back in junior high had a parakeet that wouldn't drink water. He would only drink Ecto Cooler.
Wow. That must have been one freakishly buzzed out bird. So that thing was pure sugar.
Invariel says, regarding steel, why not have a percentage chance of getting a free roll on the monster's loot table? With items that have low drop rates, it's still a low chance of success, and it's not guaranteed. Furthermore, with a specific chance of a roll, it can be affected by items created later, and it's not guaranteed. Then the item can be removed from the current monster's loot table, preventing you from getting it twice or even getting an item at all. Huh. That's interesting. That's something that I hadn't considered. Because all that would have to do would be if it worked. I mean, you'd only be able to use it once per combat. And if it worked, it could give you a flag saying which item you stole. And it could just take some mana, use up your attack, and give you a better chance of getting one of the items in exchange for one of your attacks.
That's an interesting idea. Moonshay writes, it would be great if we could do a partial Who Is, where Who Is Banhammer and Star would give all players with the name beginning with Banhammer. And the reason she asks that is she had a run-in with Banhammer 32 through 37, all who are right. all coming in and getting themselves banned.
Several people have all the trophies. Tingle says, Tingle, Tingle, Kulu, Limpa. Several people have the trophies. I don't actually remember what that homo said. The Rum says, whoa, you guys have read The Langoliers? I thought I was, like, the only one in the whole world. That story was fucking awesome. You're not the only one in the whole world who's read any Stephen King. Sorry. Although I feel like that's one of his stories that appeals more to people like us than, like, most of his readership, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's a lot of his stuff that a lot of the people who, like, were reading Stephen King when I was in high school, you know, mm-hmm. like, would think that that's just his, like, weird sci-fi shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's The Langoliers is one of my favorite Stephen King stories, actually. That and Mrs. Todd's Shortcut. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, I hear an odd sound in the background. Are you playing with a lighter, setting things on fire?
Yeah, that could be the clicking of this
pen.
Or it could have been the sticker that I peeled off of the table and crumpled and threw away. Yeah, pretty much I have to constantly have my hands occupied. Okay. After I finished giving Chick his daily hand job, I had nothing else to do.
Istanbul says, in a game of StarCraft, Player A found his way into Player B's base. Player B was a newbie and basically spazzed, oh my god, where are you? Player A responded, I'm in her base, killing her dudes, and the rest was history for no apparent reason. James Earl Jones says Schrodinger's dog would not be a faggoty magician.
Pick a card. Any card.
Quietus says, just out of curiosity, what percentage of the game's overall bandwidth is used by chat, assuming such statistics are available? I'm guessing less than 1%, because I'm pretty sure it doesn't even show up in the top, like, 20 scripts on the report, and they go down to, if not below, 1% each. So, Butterfly9 in real life said, a friend told me there was a KOL reference on Family Guy last night. Were you aware of this? And if so, where can I see it online? I don't know. I watched the Family Guy from last night, and I don't remember seeing anything that was a KOL reference.
Yeah, but we've established your state of mind.
Right. There's just no way, I don't think. Yeah. I mean, I could, you know... Yeah. There are certain shows that I could see, like somebody on the crew maybe knew something about. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Are we done? It's 8:59.
Yep. We are, in fact, done. Let me load up the Don't Fall On Captive
Rocket Man.
How long is it?
It's like 1 minute long.
Okay. So I'm going to play They Might Be Giants after it, so I have enough time to do a good handoff.
So, Scully, you'll see you Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and I'll see you Thursday, which is the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a weird sequel to The Day After Tomorrow. Yeah, it was weird. And the day after next Friday after tomorrow, which is...
a natural disaster where everything becomes lukewarm.
Yeah. Well, it was a natural disaster where everything became ice cube. It was the tomorrow after next Friday. Yep. All right, I'm out of here.
Price is paid.